I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. About half of all teenagers in foster care never graduate from high school. So the state has created an online learning program for these students to help fix this problem. Nearly 100 students across Connecticut are taking advantage of a new program called the Virtual Academy, which was rolled out by the Department of Children and Families in February.
Youth in foster care experience often trauma, disruption, loss of family, loss of community connections, and other hardships that make it very difficult to achieve academically.
That's DCF Commissioner Joette Katz speaking last week at Goodwin College.
When we can in fact work with our youth and give them the foundation of a good academic education, we eliminate those risks, we certainly mitigate the trauma that's occurred in their lives, and we give them a firm footing.
The graduation rate for students in foster care is much lower than the state's overall average, which was 87% last year. Of the foster care teenagers that do graduate, less than a quarter of them go on to college. So DCF came up with Virtual Academy to stem the tide. Students can log on whenever they have the time and can request help from one of seven teachers. They can also request some FaceTime, and each student's instruction is tailored to meet his or her individual needs. Sarah Moore has been a teacher in the DCF system for 8 years.
One of the big challenges many of our youth have is that they're in many different placements. You know, they could be in Hartford 1 month, and the next month they might have to be in New Haven for various reasons. And so this program can stick with them no matter where they are.
Commissioner Katz says the Virtual Academy doesn't cost the state any additional money. About a third of the state's 4,200 foster children are high school aged. DCF says it hopes to expand the program so more students can have access. David DeRoche, WNPR News.